for our core regulatory program, and some things are just quick and not get done, so we need to go through a conscious process of dropping some things or acknowledging that they're going to take no longer to get done. Mr. Massey's favorite, 885, we did give comments to the State Board on the internal review, and as I think Ms. Dodek mentioned, that should be out shortly in public form. I expect it to be quite controversial again, so we'll see how that plays out. Another really important EIR that's out for review right now is the suction dredge rule that Fish and Game has put forward, and that affects, we have an important review role. The State Board is the lead, co-lead with Fish and Game on that, but we're going to probably be getting significant comments on that as well. The last thing I wanted to touch on was that you have in your packet for this board meeting a pretty nice summary of where we are on the triennial review topics. And in putting that together, talking with Holly, who is our lead for the project, for basin planning. And what we will bring to you is in May, we'll give you a verbal update on where we are so you can ask Holly questions. And what our intent is to come forward to you in June with a triennial review, which will be basically saying, you know, we had a long list, we lost staff, as you know, Holly was out for most of 1 year, you know, and that we would like to just continue and finish the priorities that we were pretty well all launched on, and we'd like to bring those to closure in the next year to 3 years. It's a pretty hefty list, and to do that without adding anything else to it. So we'll bring that to you in June for your consideration, and we'll be all staffed out. So I would urge you at this point to be thinking about things that you think that aren't on the list right now that you think we really have to perhaps get to in the next 3 years. So just wanted to give you that notification as a heads up. And I think that's about it. We're just soldiering on with fewer and fewer staff. It's been quite a brain drain with the number of retirements that have been going on. But it's the demographic.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges we have is it used to be a lot more straightforward on the priority list. Is, and of course it's sort of a list for the basin plan, but on sediment we actually broke it out into a series of waivers because that was less controversial and more economical over time than going through a formal basin plan. And, this is much hint, and I realize it's hard for staff to see the future, but so it's hard for us to see the future, of some of the items that we may want to drop, not in their entirety, but we pick up, the regulatory formats that are easier, smaller, we can achieve concrete success, and maybe pick up the most critical problem that we're really trying to address in the underlying larger way. How to exactly do that in a clear fashion for the board, or how to give clear direction to know how to get it back to some clear fashion, or not have solved that problem. But I do think we need to, as we're trying to scroll down, we're trying to get the most bang for the buck, the more we look at the total picture. But I can also say, as a board member, it took me 3 years to figure out the triennial review. Now I really love it, it's a great process, but to each one of these is a whole learning curve on the board. But I want us to look at, what are we trying to solve? Is there a quicker way for each one of the items? Because I think that may be the path to the future. And then lastly, we are going more and more towards regional amendments to get out of TMDL. Because TMDL's wanted to be more site-specific. So in a way, it's an opportunity lost. But I think we need to then target what key areas do we really want that level of specificity in? Because of a problem in the watershed or something. And then we make that a priority, even though we can use that regulatory technique less and less as we go forward.
Thank you, Mr. Kogan. Those are great thoughts.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Kevin. I guess they're looking at it.
Before, actually, we're using the term pause button. I'm going to use the pause button one quick time. I know you've been waiting patiently all morning, but this won't take long, but I want to do this formally during our meeting.
Oh.
I want to acknowledge Jean Lockett, who this is her last meeting with us. And just to thank her for... sneak it in between items to get her off guard. Otherwise, she'd have ran and hidden in the other room. But you have been, you know, I know we had exchanged our words and our thanks last night over dinner, but again, just to say thank you so much for everything you've done. And we certainly hope to see you come back. Maybe not to sit and agonize through sitting in the audience for one of our board meetings, but just look forward to you not disappearing and continuing to see you from time to time. But thank you for everything, and we certainly hope that when you pass the torch for our next meeting, that we have such lovely accommodations for our snacks and everything else.
Thank you so much. So welcome.
I appreciate you. Most appreciated. Okay, now I'm going to hit play. We're going to jump to our item number 6, our update on the Trinity River Restoration Program. Thank you very much for waiting.
No problem. Enjoy.